98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. I'm going to talk to you if you're a single adult. Well, if you're a single adult, you're going to get this. If you're not, you may not think about this very often because you're not in that position. And to churches, we want to address the singles issue and what that means. I read an article by this lovely lady and thought she is on target, and we need to talk about this. How to welcome singles into your church. It's Gina D'Alfonso, and her book covers all these details. Gina, I appreciate your time. Tell me where this came from and you felt like you needed to write about it.
Well, I'm a single adult myself, and I have a lot of friends and relatives who also are. Mm-hmm. And over the years, the book actually took 7 or 8 years to write. I was a single adult in the church, and while a lot of Christians in the church are, they just will be friends with you no matter what your status, but a lot of the church just isn't sure exactly what to do with singles as a group or individually, or with the fact that rates of singleness are increasing. So it was just a need that I saw, a growing need, and I thought, somebody needs to be out there and talk about this. And I'm happy to say the book has got a great response.
I'm so glad to hear that. You know, you mentioned in there, it's kind of similar to how baby showers are held for the expectant mom. Maybe we need to do something for single adults. Talk about that a little bit, about some ideas you have for churches to make singles feel welcome.
Sure. We are all used to celebrating the milestones of people who are married and people who have families, wedding showers, baby showers, yes, and the rest of it. And sometimes single people and also childless people sometimes feel like the milestones in their lives are not being recognized. So that there are ways to do it. Like, I talk in the book about somebody at my old church who got her PhD. She was a single woman.
Okay.
And the choir, which she was part of, celebrated her and had a party.
So
that was great.
Yay.
Stuff like that is what I'm talking about, Try to be aware of birthdays, of promotions, of something you can do, even if it's not a party, even if it's just something small, to acknowledge the single person in your life and say, hey, great job, congratulations, and make them feel like they're not being neglected or overlooked.
That's so good, Gina. I'm so glad that we're having this conversation. I happen to be a single adult also, and so I understand some of those needs. And I would encourage you in the church, if you're not single, you're used to having your family around you, or maybe a bunch of friends with you. If that single adult you see sitting by themselves, or they're single and they go home after church to lunch by themselves, it would be so nice to have an invitation to be invited in, to include in your group, have them sit with you. It would make a difference. And I think this book will help you understand. Maybe it's a good gift to give to the leadership in your church. It's Gina D'Alfonso with the book One by One, Welcoming Singles in Your Church. Everything you need to know about this book, and you can listen to this interview once again on my Conversations link. It's all right there, right now at star883.com.